Hi, dear listener. Before this episode plays, I'd like to invite you to keep in touch with us at oralstories.com. There you can sign up for our newsletter and we'll keep you in the loop. Now, onto the show.
This is Oral Stories.
Welcome to Fast Track to 40. Like anything real, Fast Track to 40 has adult themes presented in adult language.
Listener discretion is advised.
And a good beverage is encouraged.
From Oral Stories, Fast Track to 40, Episode 10.
That morning, sleepyhead. Janet? Hey, time to get up.
No, Dan. I want to stay here.
I gotta get up. Need to make breakfast.
No! No, I'm up. I'm going to make you breakfast in bed.
You're stealing my shtick, you know.
What?
I'm the good schlubby guy with the out-of-my-league girlfriend that I spoil with breakfast in bed so she doesn't figure it out.
Such bullshit.
Now, tell me people don't think that when I show up in my garage uniform and you're there in one of your power lady suits.
Not anyone worth knowing thinks that. All my friends know I'm lucky.
That's true, you are.
Damn right. Love, business, shoe sales. Morning, babe. How are you doing?
I'm good. Really good. Been a great 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Already? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, things between us, they...
Going real well.
I don't know. It's funny. Like, I'm getting to know you all over again. Might even ask you out for a real date.
Oh, really? Even though we're not having sex?
I'm not saying I'm opposed to sex, but this whole developing intimacy thing, it's working. I mean, I met this really pretty, smart, fun woman, and I think that's the last woman I want to meet.
You did? Do I know her?
Smartass.
Work with me. I'm trying to be humble here.
Why, Miss Soon-to-Be Regional Director of Operations?
We don't know that yet. First round screening, and I interview next week. Let's not talk about that now. I want it too much.
Ooh, those nerves. Okay, then let's not. I'll make breakfast, you relax, all right? It's Sunday.
How about I buy breakfast and we have sex?
You sure?
Bonsai!
Ow! Oh, man, I have a weakness for the crazy ones.
That's the folic acid. This is the bee pollen. What else? Oh, extra iron, a multivitamin. Wait, where's the propolis? Penny, you're a nervous wreck. Oh, the cabinet. There we go. Okay, that's everything, I think. Wash down with a massive glass of OJ for vitamin C. Now, what else am I supposed to do? Okay. Reduce stress, meditate. Fine. Incense is lit. Comfy meditation pillow that cost an arm and a leg, so you know it's really spiritual. We are a... wait. Music. A little flowing water. We've got the... lavender fragrance. Okay. Candles. Lighting the candles. Mood is set. In with the good vibes. Out with the bad vibes. We are relaxed. We're really relaxed. Our ovaries are ovulating like grape clusters. Everything is fine down there, fine and fertile and ready. I feel like I'm screaming at my uterus. I just shouldn't talk. I'm feeling my own vibe. Calm, blank mind. Just a relaxing mental place on a beach in the Bahamas. Ooh, looking cute. Yes. Here we go. Shit! I forgot to turn off the ring. Real yogis can ignore distractions. It's a challenge, right, Pen? We can ignore it. Meditate right through it. What the? Who is this?
Holy shit. You're a little murderous for 9 a.m.
Clarity, I'm trying to meditate here. It's supposed to be good for the baby.
The baby?
The future baby. The eggs. At this rate, I'm doing everything but rubbing fertility gods, extra vitamins, meditate. Who the fuck knows? Maybe a chill uterine lining makes a better egg crash pad. Calmly stressed right now. And how are you?
I'm doing so well being single and child-free.
Single? Does Jason know that? Does Aaron?
No, let's not get into factual details.
Juggling balls, I see.
Maybe. I've gotten a lot closer to Jason. I don't know, we fit better together than I thought. Aaron, he's ready for more than I am. It wasn't fair to him to keep seeing him when he wants a permanent relationship and I'm not sure what I want right now. Besides a little more than friendship, a little less than official. But we still talk.
Gotta keep those options open.
No. He's a good guy. Cut it out. Either way, just checking details for this afternoon. This is your big day.
Yes, by the end of the day, I will be hosting frozen sperm spawn. Hopefully. Claire...
No. No negative talk. Think of big, round, and fertile things. Blooming fruit trees. Egg-laying hens. Any woman too close to Nick Cannon. No matter what, Janet and I will be right with you.
Thank you. See you at 4.
Bye. You're going to be a great mom.
Big and round and a gut full of donor 583, baby. Big and round and a gut full of donor 583, baby.
A loaf of bread. A handful of popcorn, a couple of sodas, and thou. Did you hear me, Clarity? Time to launch an offensive. Ready, aim, fire.
You know, Jason, when you said picnic in the park, I didn't expect to be wearing the picnic.
Claire, I can't believe you brought a book to a date. Wait. No, I can believe it.
I thought this was an outing.
Whatever. I cook for you, and you're reading a book?
You made hot dogs.
They are boiled to perfection.
You got them from the dining hall.
A premium eatery, according to the students, but that is my own recipe for toast right there.
Going back to my book.
Pericabo, ego vos et idiromabo, aureli patis et canida fiori.
Gimme ex versiculus, meis putastis, quod sunt moleculi, parum pudicum. I didn't know you liked Catullus.
He writes insulting, dirty poems in Latin. What's not to like? Impressed you like him, too.
Shocking, really.
What? What's that for?
Nothing. I'm kind of impressed. It's a little surprising. Not many people know him, especially in Latin.
Madam, you wound me. You've brought out the dramatist in me. Behold, the sun may come up each day, but when our star is out, our night, it shall last forever and give me 1,000 kisses and 100 more. 1,000 more again and another 100, another 1,000, and again 100 more, As we kiss these passionate thousands, let us lose track. I did say I had depth. And in English, to boot.
Well, this is what I get for dating a professor of the classics.
Oh, is that what we're doing? I thought it was an outing.
Touché.
Hold still. Got a little something on your face.
What? Where?
Got it.
Jason!
Sorry. I meant there was something that deserved to be on your face. My lips.
Wow. am I blushing?
You are. It's pretty cute. We are dating now. I get to do that. Especially since you admitted we're dating.
I gotta hit the bathroom. I'll be right back.
You know, you're a textbook conflict avoider. I have a liberal arts degree. I know things.
Did I really say dating? What is happening to me?
I don't get why you're being so weird about this thing you got going with Jason.
Oh, fuck. Not you two. Not now, brain. Not fucking now.
HLM? I don't think she's happy to see us.
B, that's just sad. We're her creations.
Clarity, you've made some progress writing, and in personal growth, finally. Can you just embrace that you've got your own little romance going on?
It was a few dates, and I went out with Aaron, too. It's too soon to say romance. Feelings.
Are you ever gonna own your connection issues, Clarity?
Wait, are you hyperventilating? She's hyperventilating. Calm down, deep breaths.
I cannot believe this date is going so meta. Why are you guys bothering me? Ugh, what am I doing? Arguing with characters in my head. I mean myself, in public.
Peace. Time out. Let me help you with the lip gloss. Don't flinch, honey. You're freaking out. Enjoy the moment with Jason. You won't lose your inspiration. There's no correlation between your love life being resurrected in the script. Now get back out there and show Jason he's a lucky man.
HLM, I just can't even. How did we get stuck with a writer who panics at a little emotional attachment?
B, I've been in a lot of writers' heads. You'd be surprised at the levels of depression, anxiety, and sheer neuroticism about human relationships.
Closer to their laptops than any humans?
Being inspiring is stressful AF. Oh, hold it. Ah, there it is.
Pass that spliff. She's 20 pages in and just 80 more to go. I can't even. Ma'am, are you looking for Professor Stevens?
Yes. Please, is he in today?
Yeah, we saw him lunching on the quad. He's on a blanket near the quad bandstand.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Sorry, but this was too good to give her any clue what he's doing. Or who. Who do you think the Wasp Princess is?
Ow, your feet are heavy. I got no idea. X-Current?
Come on, it was not that hard a stomp. Let's go back and witness.
Might as well. We've got another hour before lab. Professor Hottie's got drama going on.
Hmm. I gotta admit, they make a mean grilled dog in the commissary. I think I met this writer at a Latin conference. Ah. The shadow of a lovely woman falls across the page. Back already, m'lady? You know, I'm kind of impressed with this new translation you've got. Can I borrow this to use in an argument with the Latin department head? I just love messing with, June?
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason? You disappear for 10 months and come back to my work with, Hi, Jason? You've got me pacing and yelling.
Please, Jason,
I don't want to cause a scene here. This isn't how I wanted to do things, but I couldn't, you know.
It's entirely typical of how you always do things. Just show up or check out. Not a word. I can't do this. Not here. Not now.
Jason, I'm sorry. I got the divorce papers and I realized I...
What? What, June? What could you have possibly realized that could drag you out of your hiding space to show up now? Now that I'm...
Finally moving on.
Yes. What is it, June?
I lost the baby. I wasn't sure at first. But by the second month, though, I knew. I knew it had finally happened.
You were pregnant? And you didn't tell me?
I didn't want to say anything until I was sure. Until I knew it was going to survive.
June, I could have been there for you. It's the whole reason we have a relationship. So we can be there for each other.
I couldn't face you. I couldn't face myself. Jason, I just want...
Baby, you walked out on me during what had to be one of the worst things in your life. And you denied me the chance to be your comfort.
I just had so many questions about if I even wanted to be married, to be a mother.
I'm so hurt right now, and I'm hurting for you too, and I don't want this confusion in my life again, June!
I know. It's selfish, and I know you deserve better than what I did, but...
Jason... Oh my god.
I'm sorry, Jason. I should have...
June.
Wait. Clarity?
Oh. Yeah, June. You're back. Look, thank you for lunch, Jason. It was, a great, hot dogs. I think you guys have a lot to talk about. Let me get my things.
Wait, June just got here, and there's some things, but look, it's...
No, I'm sure there's definitely some things you guys need to talk about. I just want my bowl for the popcorn. I bought popcorn.
Clarity,
I have to go. Thank you. It's late. Have to.
Jason, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to...
You didn't, but you did. Par for the course.
I see. I'll go then.
You don't get to get off that easy. No, we need to talk. I deserve you and I talking. For once, I deserve the consideration I should have had to know what's in your mind and in your heart. But not right now. Please.
I can give you my number. I'm in town for a few days. Here's my card.
June Stevens, 555-9824. She's still using her married name. Damn it. Pierre Vida Mea.
Janet!
Clarity! Sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't worry about it. Penny's still being... fertilized. Oh, that sounds weird.
But accurate. Like a breeding program.
I told you not to watch too much Handmaid's Tale.
Actually, it was a horse breeding documentary, but close enough. How's our girl?
She's good. Nervous, but ready for anything. Typical Penny.
This is exciting. I mean, our baby girl is going to have a baby.
Maybe. If she's lucky.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry. It was a bad day today.
Uh-oh. Something happened?
No. Yes. Went out with Jason earlier.
Nice! A lunch date! Wait. Not nice, based on your tragic face. Claire, what's wrong?
I just don't wanna... Jason's ex-wife showed up. Killed the vibe.
Damn. What do you need? Rant it out, or...
A little shoulder-on-head action works.
There you go, Claire Bear. We'll sit here until we can take Penny home. I got you.
Uh, Take it easy there. Almost there.
I'm fine. I can walk.
You're higher than the old folks home on 420 day.
Well, walking fine.
The nurse said treat her like the drunkest person you've ever seen.
We have plenty of experience with that from our trip to Aruba.
Aruba, 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 Aruba.
Aw, she remembered.
Lord knows I remember. You guys got banned by the resort.
You were there too.
I was. And I helped put out the fire.
Narc.
Just put her to bed while I grab her suitcases.
The world is we.
You are being the worst. Clarity, the worst. You don't believe I'll do it, do you? I am gonna call you.
Hey, it's Clarity. Wild you called me. I'll text you unless I absolutely want to call you. It better be worth it.
It's Jason. You're avoiding me. That's not gonna solve anything. You need to know I had no idea June was even in town, much less that she was going to show up today. I haven't seen her, talk to her, in over a year. I'm not gonna lie to you. We've had a great friendship long before this started. We were friends before June. June and I had a past. The important words are had and past. It's the past. I am trying to make a future, and I think we can make this a future. If you want. Call me back so we can talk. Stop moping at your desk. Stop moping at your desk.
I'm not at my desk, Jason. I'm under my desk in my desk fort.
You're nearly 40 and you have a desk fort.
HLM, we can't knock coping mechanisms.
B, she's sitting under a desk that she's outfitted with LED lights and a snack drawer.
I made good choices. You need a safe space and snacks when life disappoints you.
I feel you there. This absolutely sucks.
Seriously, the nerve of that woman! Or Jason? Your anger is really confused right now.
Did you see how hot his wife is?
A wife. A hot wife. A hot wife who can cry and still look hot.
B, you totally look hot when you cry. Why are you sad?
Oh, sure. But it's really more of a clarity issue. Sorry.
Harsh, B.
Call Jason back. You know he never lied. You can do this. You wanted a change. A chance.
Do I? But I don't want... This massive, nebulous mess of feelings. I have to do something. Hey, it's Clarity. Can we talk?
We've got a half pepperoni, mushroom anchovy, gross, pizza for Claire, and a half Hawaiian for me, ginger ale and a real ale, and cheesecake ice cream. Who's this? Damn it. Gary. Janet, we need to talk about the merger and the reorganization all departments will be doing once it's approved. This will also cover the directorship position that oversees your department. I expect you in my office tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Fuck. I can see what you're doing, Gary. You will not steal this from me. I've come so far. I did a great job making this deal happen. I will not lose this promotion to you. You want to fight? You'll get it. Hey, Mamacita. How you feeling?
Tired. My badge is sore. Ugh, feels like it was a good night.
It was a good afternoon for you and a speculum.
I can't believe it. I did it.
You did. First step to being preggers achieved. Now we wait.
Now we wait. I may not make it.
Of course you will. Open up. I got you ice cream.
I can sit up. Hand that over here. Where's my pizza, though?
Doc said nothing like this the first day, remember? Eat your ice cream.
I'm starting the movie.
Theft.
Hey, that's one of my slices.
Oh, Janet got pineapple? Yuck.
Heathens.
I really can't believe this is happening. Is this pregnancy hormones?
No, it's drugs and stress. Penny, don't worry. We will be with you through every step of this.
No matter what happens, we got you.
Love you too.
We love you too.
We still haven't picked our birthday celebration spot, and the first third of the year is gone. Anyone have ideas?
Who had the time? I've been knee-deep in drama, real and imagined.
Working, baking a baby, sorry.
Well, I still say Cabo.
It just feels so spring break for the UC crowd. Thailand?
I don't know why, but I want to go back to Aruba now.
Absolutely not.
You've been listening to Fast Track to 40, written and directed by Georgia McKenzie, produced by Camille Johnson, executive produced by Inia Fong, starring Katie Ritz as Penny Eisenstein, Heather Summers as Janet Jackson, Tony Jackson as Dan Owens and Rod, Justin Van Cho as handsome lead male, Gabrielle Soli as beautiful lead female, or B, Joshua Sterling as Jason Stevens, Chayanene as June, and other voices by the cast. Music composed by John Reuter. Sound design and editing by Alexa Ruvalcaba. And recorded at Shane Salt Productions in Hollywood. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss the next episode. Or visit us at oralstories.com. Check out Bonnie Screws Up and Upper River, other podcasts from Oral Stories.